I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. If you can please dial for Yehuda ben Shifra, Hava Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, here's week. Hava David Soloveitchik, Hava Bel Pozvarsky, Hava Kamenovich. Matisyahu Chaim Benito, Binyamin Ovadia Ben Esther, Hava Branspiegel, Hava Sawatskin, Rashiva Plainfield, New Jersey, Hava Sawatskin, Moshe Dov Ben Vega Bracha, Racha Yehudit, Yehudit Batwina, Yehudit Batwina, Racha Basilana, Avam Yeshayahu Ben Aviva, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipova, Chaya Malka Batsheva, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Yakutiel Zamin Ben Sawa, Yakutiel Zamin Ben Sawa, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Leia Pesha Bas Dina, Miriam Batsawa Rezel, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Sprinza Bat Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Peretz Yisrael Ben Bat Jekela, Yosef Ben Batya. I believe those are all the cholim. If I forgot anyone, I ask forgiveness. And obviously, if you can add the name on that you do know, you know, please. Hashem Shethenem Orfu Shleima. The found Divrei Torah should be Zechus and Neshama Harav Hagoen Harav David Feinstein Zatzal and Harav Hagoen Harav Jonathan Sachs Zatzal. So this week's Parsha is Parsha Chayisara. So it said, if you look, it said, Avram Avinu started to cry and he got up. There was a year, there was a Jew from Hollywood, Queens. I unfortunately, he left many years and moved to Eretz Yisrael. But he told me a beautiful word. When Avram Avinu started to cry, he goes, I got to get up. Because a Jew can never get depressed. A Jew has to pick himself up and move on with life. The Walag, just want to say a little bit shot, different shot. Lifkosa, the Chaf is small. And Chaf is 20. What's 20? Yud Yud, Hashem's name. So Hashem is saying to us, when a Jew gets depressed, the Hashra Shechina, Hashem's presence shrinks. It's a decrease in Hashem's presence when a Jew is depressed. That's why the Chaf is small, to teach us. Yes, you have to mourn, not say not. But to teach us overall in any stage of life, even not in mourning. If you want Hashra Shechina, you want Hashem to really be with you, you have to be besimcha. Morning, obviously, you have to be depressed, but we're talking all together. And that's why the Chaf is small, Yud Yud, Hashem's name, to teach us that Hashra Shechina, the presence of Hashem, is decreased when there's sadness, the relax of the vort. Then, the Kedusha Salevi said a beautiful vort, an incredible vort, the Kedusha Salevi. He said, we say in the Haggadah, love and want to kill the whole Jewish people. What's a love and lakot to call? Where do we see that love and want to kill all the Bnei Yisrael, all the Yidden, all the Jews? So Kedusha Salevi says that the Gemar Gittin, I believe it's Gemar Gittin, that if a shaliach for Kedushin doesn't come back, you know, with the Kedushin, he disappears, the shaliach disappears, the person can never get married. Because we don't know if he's going to marry the person's sister, daughter, mother, you know. You obviously can't marry two sisters. You can't marry a mother. I think a mother and daughter you can't marry, you know. So therefore, the person can never get married. And we know Eliezer, Lavan tried poisoning Eliezer. And we know Yitzchak Avinu never left Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Yitzchak when all the others, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, kept the whole Torah as a Jew when they were in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Yitzchak would not be able to get married if Eliezer dies, because Yitzchak would not know if a Kedushin was made or not. And therefore, you have to be choshes that the woman he's going to marry is maybe the sister of the one that Eliezer already did the Kedushin for. And you can't marry two sisters. That's why Yitzchak would never be able to get married, and Yitzchak would then, and therefore the Jewish people would disappear. You're going to ask me about Yaakov Avinu? But we know Yaakov Avinu married Leah and Rachel outside of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, one opinion, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, that's why Rachel Imenu passed away. Because Yaakov, you can't marry two sisters. Then, Then Rabbi Gluck, he's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Yisod Yeshua, and in high school, he's asked by our Moshe Wolfson Shlita's Beis Medrash in Borough Park. He said another beautiful word. It said that on the day of the marriage of Chassan, I think it's probably the same thing for Kala, they're supposed to fast. Why? First thing is it's supposed to be a Yom Kippur for them. They're supposed to do tshuva. Another reason is that, you know, we're scared that the man might eat and drink too much, and therefore the night of the marriage he might be a little shikker, a little drunk, and the kedushin is not going to be good. So does this apply to the shliach of kedushin? So we say it does, because we're scared he might get drunk also, and therefore the kedushin might not be good. That's why Eliezer told Lavan, "I can't eat or drink from you until I do this kedushin." Eliezer was telling Lavan, "I'm a shliach of kedushin for Yitzchak Avinu. I can't eat or drink from you until I do this kedushin." I think the Ochaim HaKadosh asked the question, but we know Eliezer took water from Rivka. So I believe Ochaim HaKadosh said that was Bikuach Nefesh. That's a little different, you know, because Eliezer was not drinking for the party. He was drinking just to live. Then the Yismach Moshe said there's a halacha that you feed your animals before you feed yourself. In fact, it says in Kriyashma, V'natata Esa b'sadecha livhem techa v'chalte v'savate. If Hashem gives you food in the field, you have to first feed your animals and then yourself. Magen Avraham said it doesn't apply to drinks, only applies to food. But Yismach Moshe, why do you feed your animals before you feed yourself? Because you have to say, why does Hashem bring food onto this earth? For, you know, if a person is a tzaddik or tzaddikus, if someone's keeping the Halakha Torah mitzvahs, so we know that's why Hashem brought the food and the trees and everything on, so the person keep the Torah mitzvahs, you know, continue keeping the Torah mitzvahs. But if Chas Shalom, a person does sinning, does aveiras, then they have to say the only reason the food came on earth is because of the animals. Because animals can't do a mitzvah, they can't do mitzvahs, but they can't do aveiras either. So you have to say Hashem, if a person does sins, does aveiras, you have to say the only reason the food is here is because of the animals. Because Hashem wants them to be alive. So how did Eliezer drink from Rivka? Rivka offered him drink, and he obviously took it. Zak Yismach Moshe, because when someone's offering you, a hostess, like Rivka Imenu, she doesn't view, so Yismach Moshe, therefore he says, in relation to your animals, you have to view as if you did aveiras, you did sins, and therefore you have to view as the food is here, is only because of the animals. But Yismach Moshe, but it says it doesn't apply to someone offering you food, like a host or hostess, like Rivka Imenu. A host or hostess has to view their guests, the Ochim, as if they're tzaddikim and tzaddikas. They have to view the food is here because of them. And that's why they can offer food first to the host and hostess before the animals. Before the guest animals. So therefore, the host or hostess could offer the guests food and drinks to the guests before the guests own animals. And that's why Rivka was allowed to offer water and drink to Eliezer before Eliezer animals, because she has to view Eliezer as a tzaddik, which he was, I think. But, you know, he was a tzaddik. I'm guessing he was a tzaddik. But she cannot say, oh, a person has to view themselves as they did aveiras and therefore feed animals first. No. A host and host has to view their guests as if they're the tzaddikim and tzaddikas, and therefore feed the guests before the guests' animals. And that's how Rivka was able to order drink to Eliezer. Give me a second. Toas Avas, another beautiful verse. Toas Avas is a safe, I think, a slanim divei Torah. It said Eliezer put a necklace around Rivka's neck. Why did he put a necklace? I didn't even ask her name yet. Why did he do this? Because Eliezer wanted to see how Rivka would react to gashmis, to physical items. He would see if she'd want more physical, more items. He would say, wow, this necklace is nice. You have more jewelry for me or something? Then Eliezer said, that's not the shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. But he saw that she really, so that's why he wanted to see how she was going to react to gashmis. If she was only gashmis, then, you know, then he wouldn't want it. Then they realized the shidduch is not for Yitzchak. Obviously, Rivka did not. Rivka was a tzaddikus. So she wasn't gashmis at all. Toas Avos also says that Avam Zakim Baba Yamim Vashem Birachas Avam Bakol. What do you mean Baba Yamim? So every day, Toas Avos said, every day that Avinu came to the day, like example, today is Wednesday, So the minute Avinu woke up Wednesday morning, Avinu said, how do I serve Hashem? How do I keep the Torah mitzvahs? Every day Avinu came, Baba Yamim came into that day. Every day that Avinu came to that day, he viewed, how can I serve Hashem that day? How can I keep the Torah mitzvahs? That's mean Baba Yamim. How a Moshe Shmuel Shapiro said no before, said Ish Lo Yada, that a person did not know with Gemeno. So what's going on? So Zuck, how a Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, that's out from Yushalayim, Yerah Kodesh. It said Chavan, where Rivka grew up, was a place of full of schmutz. They were not the best people there. But they said, but being that these people saw that Rivka was a tzaddikus, they didn't want, they realized, no, we can't have anything to do, we can't touch her. We can't have anything to do with her. She's a tzaddikus. She's not to be touched. And I think Rabbi Elias explaining how, based on how Moshe Shmuel Shapiro's voice, he said that's how we should all act. If people know you're not going to listen to Lashon Hara, they're not going to speak Lashon Hara around you. If people know you're not going to touch questionable food, they're not going to ask you to eat questionable food, talking about kashrus. You have to act like Rivka, like an incredible tzaddik tzaddik, an incredible bento bas Torah, and then people will treat you differently, like Ish Lo Yada. They won't treat, how they treat Rivka. Rav Shach is another beautiful word. It said that, when Avinu was doing a eulogy and sorry Menu, it said, I think Rashi says that Yitzchak was Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. Zuck Rav Shach, why wasn't after Akeda, Yitzchak Avinu wasn't in Switzerland or in Florida or California, or in England or Canada or Australia, Don't forget, he went through a tremendous event of his life, the Akeda. So I think it's based on Rav Shach said, if Yitzchak would have come down tense, then we would tell him, yes, you need a vacation, you need to calm down. But it said, Yitzchak walked simpler with Avram, Yishmael, and Eliezer. He walked with all three of them, Avram, Avinu, Eliezer, and Yishmael. Yitzchak went with them after the Kedah as if nothing occurred. That's what Rashi means, Rav Shach. Therefore, he was able to go back to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eva and learn Torah. Because he nothing changed in his life from the Keda. It wasn't tense on him. He wasn't tense. And therefore, he didn't need a vacation. He can go straight back to Steigen and learning Torah. Then it says that the Satan showed Sari Meinu a picture of Yitzchak on the Keda, and that's why Sari Meinu died of a heart attack. Why not for Avinu? Why not Avinu do this, die of a heart attack? Zak v'chaim Shmuel Lavitz Atzal. Because remember, the test of the Keda was for Avinu. So if the test is, being that the test was for Avram Avinu, therefore Hashem gave him the koach, the energy, to be able to survive it, to live it. The test was not for Sari Meinu, therefore she did not have that energy to live the test, to overcome the test. Avinu did, because the test was for him. That's one reason. Another reason, I believe, how Chaim Shmuel Lavitz Atzal, another reason, I believe this is the second reason, is that Hashem built Avraham Avinu up for the Keda. Kachas Bincha, Yiz Itecha, Asher Hafta, Yitzchak Mino. Avraham Avinu built it up in Avraham to do the Keda. I'm just adding on, I'm sure Rachai Shmulav said this also, I'm sure. Avraham Avinu had 3 days. He had to walk from Beersheba to Yerushalayim, Yerah Kodesh. He had 3 days to think about the Keda. He had 3 days to build it up in himself. Some Meinu did not. Some Meinu just saw a picture of Yitzchak and the Keda. That's why she died instantaneously. She didn't have a time, any time to build it up in herself. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said, you might think, because of the Satan showing the picture of Yitzchak and the Mizbeach, therefore Sarah Meinu died of a heart attack, you might think that Sarah died earlier than she was. So I believe it says, Chai Yisrael, Chai Yishana, twice in the first Pasuk. Zuck Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, the teacher, Sarah Meinu was really supposed to die at 127. Don't think the Satan took away a second of Sarah Meinu's life. No. She was supposed to die at 127. Then it says the Efron Achiti, Avraham Avinu went to Efron Achiti to buy Maros HaMechpela from him. And it says, Shnei Ahuvim Zeh Bazeh. Efron Achiti, we're Shnei Ahuvim. Zuck, by Pinchas Frankel from Flatbush. When was Efron Achiti, when was Avraham Avinu and Efron Achiti, buddy, when were they friends? We don't know them. In the back, after this part, you only hear from Efron Achiti again. What's going on? So Zuck, I believe, Rabbi Pinchas Frankel called, I think, Meir Chaim, one of the visions of Rebbe's, Shnei Yehuv Zeh Bazeh, what Efron Achiti was telling Avinu, I love money, and Avram, you love doing mitzvahs. Being I love money so you can pay me for Maaseh Machpelah, being that you love mitzvahs, you'll for sure buy Maaseh Machpelah to get a mitzvah to bury Sari Meinu. So therefore, That's what Shnei Ahuvim Zeh B'Zeh means. We have love for different items, but therefore we can work out this deal. Our Binyamin Jacobs from Lakewood, New Jersey, said another beautiful word. He said, how did Eliezer not know that Rivka Menu? All Eliezer said, you know, if she does chesed, then that'll be the great shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. How did Eliezer not know that Rivka Menu might not have been a avodah zarah? Might have gone to church every day. Might have gone, you know, I'm saying, how do you know just because she does chesed? I mean, how do you know that's the perfect eshes chayo for Yitzchak Avinu? Zak HaWabiyam and Jacobs, he said, being that when someone really does chesed, they're giving themselves over to the other person. They're giving themselves over to the other person, making the other person like almost more important than themselves. So Eliezer said, if this person is going to give himself over to do chesed, therefore they're giving themselves over to the other person, and therefore even if they're an avodah zarah, Nick, even if they do avodah zarah, they'll listen to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak will have a shpah on them. Yitzchak will influence them. And therefore we don't have to worry about her, about even if she does a avodah zarah, because she's doing chesed. If she really does chesed truthfully, that means she's giving herself over to the other party. And therefore she'll give herself over to Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak will have a shpah on them. Well, David Palm from Toronto said another beautiful word. He called the Majusa Rebbe. Eliezer Vahaya Hanawa Eshte, when the first woman who comes to offer me water. So the Majusa Rebbe said, why did Eliezer use a Vahaya? So Gemara Megillah said, Vayihi is a Lashon Tzar, a language of distress. Vahaya is a language of happiness. Eliezer said, I want to find the woman, the Eishes Chayil for Yitzchak, one that not only wants to give me water, but is besimchadik, Vahaya, has the happiness, is happy about it, can't wait to do the mitzvah. That's the one I want to, that's the woman, the Eishes Chayil fit for Yitzchak. That's why I said, Vahaya, Hanar Eshteh. And one last word, what Shlomo Kluger said, this is a Gemara thing in Tanis. Eliezer asked something improper, and Hashem answered him properly. So what pshat? Eliezer said, anyone who does chesed, that's a perfect wife for Yitzchak. So like we said, how do you know she's not a avodah zarah? How do you know she doesn't have crosses all over her body? How do you know she doesn't, you know, worship the cows in India? How do you know, she's not 20 feet tall? You know what I'm saying? Or, how do you know, just because she has chesed, how do you know she doesn't have tons of crosses over her? So the pshat is, what Shlomo Kluger explained the Gemara, he said, Eliezer said, Hashem, I might have a little self-interest in this. I want my own daughter to marry Yitzchak. So Eliezer was telling Hashem, you know what I'm going to do, Hashem? I'm going to look for Baal Chesed. And then Hashem, you'll have to do the rest to make sure that everything else is perfect for Yitzchak. And that's what Hashem said. I guess Hashem saw Eliezer Willishma was doing just to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. So Hashem said, I'm going to answer you properly. And he gave a Rivka Menu, which we know was a pure tzaddikus. That's what the Gemara means. Eliezer is something improper, but the Gemara Hashem answered properly. Meaning, even so, what Eliezer said was, mind improper, because, you know, you don't know if you're getting the real perfect person just because they do chesed. But Hashem said, being Eliezer, I think that's what Shlomo Kluger means, being that Eliezer was doing a lishma, so, you know, he wouldn't have any self-interest. Hashem said, I'm going to therefore give you the perfect Eishes Chayil for Yitzchak Avinu, Rivka Menu. I'm going to now give you halachas, again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis, these halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. How of Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, Zechuso Yegen Aleinu, he said, if you're sitting on a bench, and there's a siddur there, a siddur, not saying any other siddur kodesh, a siddur of Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, if you lift it up, meaning if it's standing, not leaning, not lying down, but standing, then you can sit on the bench. You can sit on the bench even so the sitter is standing, but it has to be standing, can't be leaning. Then, the Chafetz Chaim writes, if someone goes away for Shabbos, sleeps by someone else's house for Shabbos, then they have to ask the party's wife, you know, the one who's like the party's Eishes Chayil, when she lights the Shabbos candles, to have in mind the guests. And I think there's a lacha that the guest has to give something to Eishes Chayil, whether the bottle of wine they give to the family, it's to tell the wife, we're giving you guys a bottle of wine, have me in mind for Shabbos candle, or a quarter, or you're giving candy to the people.
But
yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, a beautiful, what's left of the week, a beautiful week. If you complete down, I'm going to list the Cholim. If you complete down for Matisyahu Chaim Benittel, Ahav David Soloveitchik, Ahav Bel Pozvosky, Yehuda Ben Shifa, Ahav Chaim Kanievsky. They say Ahav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is weak. Even if you say the English name, you know, everyone knows it. Ahav Sawatskin, Shiva Plainfield, New Jersey. Ahav Sawatskin. Yosef Ben Batya, Binyamin Ovadia Ben Esther.